Welcome to the Dry Bean Scene, your weekly dry bean update brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC. The United States continues to tap demand in Cuba for agricultural products, including dry edible beans. 1 year ago at this time, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture hosted a food and agriculture mission trip to Havana, Cuba. Minnesota Dry Bean Research and Promotion Council member Jim Zink was on that trip and had the opportunity to meet with Cuban officials, U.S. officials in Havana, provided market briefings, and toured food and farming operations. MDA Agriculture Commissioner Dave Fredrickson made a return visit to the country 1 week ago. Fredrickson doesn't expect anything to change substantially until embargoes are dealt with up front.
And so I'm hopeful that Congress will take a hard look at it. My colleague from North Dakota was with Doug Goring, and I, and a commissioner from Delaware was along. We look at it as a great market opportunity. In 2015, we dropped to an all-time low in Cuba. You know, we're still able to trade some commodities, bulk exports, in this case, oil seeds and some poultry products, but we're down below 150 million. Our high was back in 2012, and that went over 450 million. We think there's probably a $2 billion market in Cuba, and certainly some of that product could come from the U.S. grain bin, and that means that North Dakota can dump into that grain bin, and so can Minnesota and other states across the United States. So we all benefit from that.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC.